Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi, and you're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What's working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Heidi with the DSG Connect podcast. Today we're sitting down with Dennis Irvin, and we are talking all about digital removables and workflow. Dennis has over 40 years of serving the dental community in many different capacities. He's been lab manager, he's done sales, marketing, product development, quality assurance, and technical training. He's also an international lecturer and written many articles, which have been published in the US and Canada and Europe. He's earned many prestigious awards along the way, and he is currently the 2020 chair for the National Board of Certification in Dental Technology, as well as a technical advisor for Dental Services Group. So Dennis, welcome on. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you, Heidi. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor for us. We've seen so much tremendous growth in the digital and removable workflows, and there's been many exciting discussions on the topic. And I'm excited to have you sit with us today and help us navigate the process. I think you're the perfect person to do that. Can you explain the differences and similarities in traditional versus digital removable workflows?
Sure. I'm going to get into a bit about differences in workflow and on the clinical side and the laboratory side. But I just wanted to mention that, you know, with over 40 years of experience on the denture side of the dental technology, it's great to see where we're heading with digital technology. You know, certain areas of the dental technology and dentistry, you know, including crown and bridge, we've advanced so far. And it seemed like on the removable side, we were sort of taking a back seat. And the last 5 years, we've come so far in digital technology, you know, so I'm going to touch on some of the aspects of that, and you know, as we go along here, you know, at this point, the digital denture technology, the workflows differ, but not dramatically, you know, especially on a clinical side. You know, clinically, until the fully edentulous ridges can be scanned intraorally and all the anatomical landmarks captured buccally, lingually, anteriorly, and posteriorly, including undercuts, we're not fully digital. And then we have to accurately capture occlusal records also. So all these aspects we have to take into consideration. But back to your original question, you know, the normal removable of a workflow is 5 visits. You know, and I'll go through those visits real quickly. You know, the first visit is your preliminary impression. Second visit is your custom tray final impression. Third visit is a bite registration. And the fourth visit is your wax try-in. So the patient can see what these dentures are going to look like when they're finished and check for occlusion and aesthetics. And the fifth visit is the final insertion. Now, if you look at the digital workflow, you know, you look at the first three visits are the same, pretty much. You're taking your preliminary impression, custom tray, and then the bite registration. But the big difference is on that fourth visit. So instead of having an individual tooth setup in a wax try-in, what we're doing, we're giving the clinician a printed try-in now to try in the patient's mouth. And basically what this is going to be look, the arrangement of the teeth in the final denture. So it's going to be kind of a monolithic look. So that characterized aesthetic look you saw that you can see in that previous on the analog side with the denture tooth try-in, it's going to be a little bit different now with the printed try-in, you know. So that's the fourth visit. And, you know, if we can bring it down to 4 visits if we want, because we can eliminate 1 visit if the clinician takes a functional impression inside the base plate of the occlusal rim on the second visit. And then we can cut the workflow down, as I mentioned, to 4 visits. Or we can utilize the patient's existing dentures for a wash impression and occlusal records. So that's the important aspect. So not much has changed, you know, and like I mentioned earlier, we are getting to that point as far as intraoral scanning on fully edentulous arches. We're getting to that point where we're going to be able to do that. But right now, the accuracy is not there. And there are some people doing it, and I'll elaborate on that in a few minutes. But there are some clinicians doing it with much success. But right now, we're not there. You know, so we depend on the scanning of the impression or the model.
Sure. It seems like the technology is just improving all the time.
Yes, definitely. You know, and if this is a growing, you know, growing technology, you know, it's going to be getting better and better and better every year. You know, was about a year and a half ago, if you asked me about printed technology on removables, I would say I didn't want any part of it because the materials were kind of inferior. You know, they were brittle, they attracted bacteria, their strength wasn't there, and just wasn't good for the patient. But now we have printed materials that are amazing. I mean, the flexural strength is fantastic. It's a high impact, resistant, and aesthetic material. You know, so we come really far, you know, on the printed side and on the milled side of digital denture technology.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of our listeners that are often running in digital removable workflows, but there are a lot that aren't. There's just been a lot of different discussion and, you know, it can be a little daunting sometimes getting started. If you were a dentist thinking about diving into the digital removable workspace, what are some of the first steps that he or she should take?
I think the clinician should just maybe do some evaluating on what their decision should be regarding printed or mill technology. And they really don't have to put an outlay of that much money in the beginning because we're doing all the work and scanning at the laboratory. You know, they really have to decide if they want that technology on the printed side, like I mentioned earlier, or that milled denture. You know, and what we're seeing, I think the knowledge base on printed technology is still evolving because every time I do a webinar or a lecture, I go around the room and I ask the clinician, what do you feel most comfortable with, a milled denture or a printed denture? And actually 90% of the time, they all raise their hand and say milled, you know, because I think they saw what was happening in the past with that printed material. And with the milled material, they can see that it's still, it's an acrylic, methyl methacrylate acrylic, only in a puck form, and it's being milled. But it has high flexural strength and high, and it also has a high impact resistance. So pretty much they just have to decide which one they want to go with. You know, they can go and they can go with their original workflow. They really don't have to change that much at this point. You know, so what they can go step by step, like I mentioned earlier, with the you know, with different steps in the as far as workflow. You know, but they can also eliminate that one or two visits at this point. But we do all the scanning at the lab, you know. Another option would be, like I mentioned before, to take a wash impression in the existing dentures and a bite registration, and then scan with their Trio scanner in the operatory. And then they can send us that STL file, and then we can get started. So that breaks down the time factor a little bit when they do that.
Yeah, that's going to be very helpful, saving some time in the office as, you know, we're in the midst of the coronavirus and patients coming in and trying to save time and trying to get in and out of the practice as quickly as they can. And yes, this is one of those needs that I think is going to be on the forefront of the recovery within us coming back to work, will be dentures and crowns, mm-hmm, and the immediate needs of patients. So that's great news.
Yeah. And like I mentioned, it's an evolving technology. And we're going to get there at a rapid pace, you know. And this recently, I think it was about a week and a half ago, I went on a webinar with regarding digital scanning. And I know 3Shape and Trios, they're working feverishly on trying to get this new module out to laboratories and dentists on scanning fully edentulous arches and creating that more of a simplified workflow. So it becomes more digital for the clinician also. So that's in the works. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly, you know. And there have been some great studies out there on fully edentulous scanning, you know, with good results. But it's just a matter of the direction you're scanning and using the right scanner, you know. So there's a number of articles available online with that also. But as far as the clinician getting into it, they really don't have to, the layout and the as far as technology, layout, money, and technology, they don't really have to go too much into depth and changing what they're doing. I think they're going to see, I know they're going to see the results I've seen. They're going to have better results with fit, function, and occlusion with digital dentures. It's more predictable.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And predictability is something that we talk a lot about on this podcast. And it's the way that dentistry, it is predictable, right? And we try to create all these workflows and steps to have more of a predictable workflow and, exactly. And results really ultimately for the patient and for the doctor, and make the ease of the doctor's day go easier, and the patient have a wow and a great experience within that practice. So they want to keep coming back. There are a lot of scanners, you know, out there on the market right now. Are there certain scanners that are more compatible for this, or kind of what would be your recommendations for best practices and workflows at this time?
I like it. You know, I see more and more clinicians utilizing for on the digital denture side the Trios scanners. And in the laboratory, we utilize 3Shape and Exocad. But the Trios has been utilized with digital impressioning, mainly with scanning impressions and occlusal restorations. But I think we're going to get to the point where that Trios is going to really work well with that intraoral scanning. But there are other scanning systems out there, you know. So I think it's just a matter of getting used to it, getting the right scanner so you can capture all those anatomical landmarks, you know, anterior, posterior, buccally, lingually, and especially those undercuts. But scanning has been successful. Intraoral scanning has been successful with multiple scanners, especially with partial dentures and also with immediate dentures. Because immediate dentures, where we're capturing normally the natural dentition, which is still in the mouth, which we're going to remove to replace with denture teeth. And most of the time on immediate dentures, that case is going to be realigned anyway. You know, so the accuracy of that of the ridge relationship and the ridge is important, but it's going to be realigned because you're going to have ridge resorption anyway after you have the after you finish that denture. And it's inserted in the extractions after the extractions are done, and the gingiva and the gum areas recede. So so there are successes with it with these scanning systems, but I think we're not there yet. And the feedback I get when I all my lectures and my webinars, I get the same mentality. There are some who argue with me, but personally, in the laboratory, I haven't seen a successful scan yet on capturing all the anatomical landmarks that we need on fully edentulous patients.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. We will get there, though. I know we will.
Oh, yeah,
somebody's
definitely
going to come out with it.
Definitely. Yeah, you're right. I agree. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, what trends are you, you know, in talking about that, what trends are you seeing? What's kind of on the cutting edge right now?
Well, you know, I see the removal side of the of dentistry growing very fast. And, you know, even, you know, all these years for me being on the analog side and, you know, just getting into digital over the last couple of years, you know, there you can do a successful case on the analog side also. I mean, just traditional dentures, the most important thing is case planning and proper materials. And that's what we need to do also on the digital side. But I do see the removal side of the business growing very fast. And this includes implant dentures, cosmetic metal-free partials. I'm also seeing a forward trend over the digital dentures on partial dentures also. I think the comfort level of the clinician has been raised with digital dentures. I think clinicians feel more comfortable because, as I mentioned earlier, it's more predictable. And, you know, many clinicians view full dentures as something that involves excessive chair time with adjustments on occlusion and sore spots. And this, you know, this is why I think a lot of clinicians have shied away from dentures over the years, you know, and more so with full dentures than partial dentures. But, you know, with digital technology, we're seeing a better fitting dentures without the amount of adjustments on occlusion and sore spots. So this is raising the comfort level of many clinicians, you know, around the country. And when you apply digital to that, you know, we have, like I mentioned, with denture technology, traditional denture technology, analog applied to digital, you have a successful case, you know. So I think we're heading in the right direction, and we're growing at a fast pace, you know, with on the removal side.
That's great. That's great. Any final thoughts or things that you are thinking about that you want to share?
Yeah, you know, I just want I'd like to just mention that, you know, we all have to understand that digital denture technology is still evolving. You know, and it's improving at a rapid pace, like I mentioned before, you know, but dentists still need to understand the importance of capturing accurate occlusal records and accurate impressions. And I had gone to a seminar, I guess it was back in January, I remember the clinicians getting up there and saying to me, professionals who understand dentures are the ones who understand smile design. And that hit me like a ton of bricks because, you know, when you're a technician, dental technician in the laboratory, trying to fill in intraocular space of 40 millimeters or more with denture teeth and dentures, and you want to make it look accurate and aesthetic and functional, sometimes it's difficult, you know? So we have to apply those, previous science behind what we're doing from analog over to digital, you know? And I love that professionals who understand dentures are the ones who understand smile design, because we're actually designing those smiles, you know, and we need to make it aesthetic and functional for the patient. And, you know, together we can utilize digital technology in a positive way, achieving the ultimate goal of patient satisfaction.
Absolutely. Thank you so much today, Dennis. I really appreciate all your expertise and your time sharing with our listeners. Where can they get in contact and connect with you if they have any questions?
Well, they can feel free to email me and I'll get back to them. They can email me at durban@dentalservices.net. That's D-U-R-B-A-N at dentalservices.net. I'll be glad to answer any questions or provide any materials for them. I have a lot of studies. I have, you know, we have webinars going on constantly at Dental Services Group. And, you know, I'm doing probably about 4 to 6 webinars a week now on different topics, you know, and, you know, anything from digital technology to occlusion and back to basics in denture technology. So anything they have questions, questions on, you know, denture technology or even other topics, I'm there to answer those questions. And they can just reach me at that email address. But, I'll be glad to answer any questions that they have.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review us, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. Also, check out our webinars at dentalservices.net/edu. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.